Blog Talk Radio.
Together, O nation, I desire. Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Walk in humility, not weakness. Y'all teaching this is way to be higher. Learning truth, no more subject to the liars. Submit to Yah, the only way he'll unite us. Yah's way is holy, true judgment, and be righteous. We can't front on Yah, not even in the slightest. Sons will be loud, be faking like they like us. But Yah gave us all to our heart's desires. He'll cut you off for spreading hate like a virus. So turn to Yah, he is torn as he will bind us. He is smited and he will heal us. After 2 days, yeah, he will revive us. In the third day, in his sight, we will rise up. Let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. God is life. Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. God is life.
Gather together, O nation, not desire. Before the decree, go forth and y'all bring in his fire. Seek Yahweh, seek meekness. Do his judgments, walk in righteousness. Learn Yah's path, he will lighten it. While we fighting this, we the same blood. Have the same Ema and the same Abba. We all are slaves, live the same drama. My people, we be true brethren. 400 years, have we learned a lesson? How good and pleasant, if we dwell together. Yeah, two is better, three is hardly broken, and millions live forever. The enemy wanna cut us off to be a nation, never. But the shackles are severed. Soon we'll be one nation with one king, one law, all serving one Elohim.
Gather your
saints
together. Bring them all together.
Together, let's gather together, let's go. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, come on. Gather together, O nation, not desire. Gather together, let's gather together, let's go.
Gather your saints together. Bring them all together. Those that made a covenant to sacrifice. God is life. Gather your saints together.
Shalom, 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 giving all praises, glory, and honor unto the Holy One of Israel by saying hallelujah. Welcome to Nothing But the Truth. I'm your host for this evening, Morey Ishya Yisrael. Morey Ishya is not in town this evening, so I am standing in for him. We give all praises and honor to the Most High Yah. Welcome to Nothing But the Truth. And all we will teach you tonight is the truth. But if for some reason you feel or believe that we have not taught the truth, you can give us a call at 347-838-8963. That's 347-838-8963. And we give all praise and honor to the Most High Yah for everyone being able to listen to Nothing But the Truth tonight, for we know the only reason that you have tuned into this program is because of your fear of the mighty Yah. So we give all praises and honor to the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Tonight, on Nothing But the Truth, we will be discussing a very provocative subject, a very interesting topic that is going around the country right now, and is dealing with, of course, none other than Donald Trump and his cabinet in the United States. For they are making great declarations in stating great things that will do great damage to the people of Yah if we're not aware of them and how to be delivered from them. And who we will be talking about and what we will be talking about tonight is one of Donald Trump's newest executive cabinet members, who he appointed in to be the head over the Justice Department. And his name is Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions, old school racist from Alabama, who had to be a federal judge because of his racism. Coretta Scott King penned a letter about his blatant destructive racism. And when they were trying to when they were trying to confirm Jeff Sessions for the appointment that he has right now, one of the senators from the Northeast, can't remember her name, attempted to read the letter that Coretta Scott King wrote about Jeff Sessions, but they kicked her out of the Capitol Hill law room in which this meeting was taking place, where she supposed to be able to speak freely, but they kicked her out and silenced her and didn't let her read the letter. So she read it outside in the hallway, which described Jeff Sessions as a blatant bigot and racist. Well, because Jeff Sessions became the Attorney General, he decided to do something that is directly affecting you and I and our families. He decided to end a regulation that the Obama administration decided to put forth, which was a regulation that would start to phase out the use of private prisons in the United States. Now, why is that important? It is important because private prisons, which became big in around 1997, is blatant slavery. Not only that, it's not regulated by the government as federal prisons or state prisons. It's a private-owned prison. So that means an industry or a company, I should say, goes into business to lock people up. And so their bottom line is having prisoners. Because these private institutions use the prisoners to do things that companies pay them for, pay them cheap, zero, little to nothing dollars for their prisoners. Or I should say the private prisons don't pay their prisoners anything, little to anything. But they're contracting out their prisoners to do farm work, to do factory work, to do construction work, to do telemarketing work, to do bill collecting work, to do all kind of tasks that you can do in the prisons. in the state prisons, in the federal prisons, since their inception, have been putting prisoners to work. But now when they're privatized, this means these private prisons, they have what you call lobbyists. Lobbyists are people who go to lawmakers in your state and federal government, and they present bills, they present policy, and they give money to various lawmakers, senators and congressmen, presidents, vice presidents, mayors, governors. They give money to these people so they can promote the policy that would be beneficial for their business. Of course, a private prison industry has lobbyists, and they're lobbying Capitol Hill to do things that would keep the prison system in the United States at a maximum rate. So everybody wants to talk about Bill Clinton was the first black president because he was a saxophone playing, weed smoking man of infidelity, which is not nowhere near what I would think you would describe a black person as being, but this is why we want to push Clinton as a black president. Black people like Clinton. But Clinton put forth a law called Three Strikes, You're Out, signed a law called the Crimes Act, which made mandatory minimums for various drug sentences or drug crimes, drug-related crimes. They're nonviolent. And this put many Hebrews or black men and women in prison for years over having a couple of grams of crack cocaine, marijuana, heroin, or whatever other drug on them, and they've been locked up for years. This created a huge spike in the prison population. By the end of the 1900s, over half the prisons in America, over the prison population in America, was more than half of them black people. Today, more Hispanics, quote unquote, have been locked up. And so now you have about 40% of the prison population is black, and another percentage is Hispanic, where a lot of those Hispanics are black too. They just speak Spanish. And then you have the white folks or the other races. But the prison population is mostly dominated by Hebrew Israelites. And Jeff Sessions made the prison industry very happy today. You look at the USA Today or Google News or various news sources, you will see that the prison population, very prison industry, is very happy. Their stocks went up. They like what Trump is doing, and especially what Jeff Sessions is doing. Trump also signed an executive order when he swore in Jeff Sessions. He signed an executive order to support the police, to give more support to the police, and to harshly punish those who attack the police. It was very supportive of the police. Now, ain't that something? After all these killings, nationalized, publicized throughout the world, and the riots that occurred in the last couple of years, and the protests, and all the hoopla that went on, the first thing Donald Trump does when he goes to the Justice Department is talk about how he's going to beef up the police and support them and say what they've been doing to the police is horrible. That means that the police are going to be more emboldened to shoot you down the way they've been shooting you down. Now they're going to be like, Trump's in office now. Wow. Because Trump says we're going to support the police. And that's fine. Of course, you need to support your police when you're a governor, president. But Trump's motives are very, very underhanded, especially when he has somebody like Steve Bannon as his policy creator and intellectual backer. This is Steve Bannon's show, if you didn't know. And Steve Bannon, of course, is a white supremacist and not ashamed of it. And so many of our people don't realize, and maybe you do and maybe you don't, but there's a lot of our people that do not understand that slavery in America never ended. Chattel slavery never stopped. And the Most High let us know about something in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th chapter. And we could go to the let's start at the 36th verse. We're going to see what Yah said will befall the children of Israel once we turned from him and he decided that he would punish us and send us away. And here is going to be a description of some of the events that have befallen, are befallen, and will befall people. In Deuteronomy 20, verse 36, it states, Yahweh shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known. And there they shall serve other deities, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among them all the nations, whither Yah shall lead thee. Thou shalt carry much seed out into the field, and shalt gather but little in, for the locust shall consume it. Thou shalt plant vineyards and dress them, but shalt neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat them. Thou shalt have olive trees throughout all thy coasts, but thou shalt not anoint thyself with oil. Thy olives shall cast his fruit. Thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. The Almighty Yah let us know that we're going into slavery. And he didn't tell us it would be relieved or relieved or taken away because of the 13th Amendment of your enemies. The Almighty told us that we'll have children, but they'll go into captivity. The Most High let us know this will happen even when you're already in captivity. They will go into some more captivity. Our sons and our daughters are getting locked up every day. There are over a million black people in prison today or jail. And you have more than a million, well over a million, maybe 2 or 3 million black people that are under supervision of the state or federal agencies on probation or parole. And this is a form of chattel slavery. Why? Especially for the prisoners. Because the 13th Amendment of the United States of America lets you know that you cannot no longer be forced to do labor except if you are a ward of the state. Meaning, if you have been convicted of a crime, you now can be slave labor. And so what do they do to the prisoners in America? When you go to any of these prisons, they're on large, large acres of land, and there's farmland there. Why?
Because they grow some of your food. And they grow some of your cotton down south. Years ago, they built the railroad. The black man. They try to tell you the Chinese man built the railroad. But that was later when it reached the West Coast. Most of the railroad was built by the black man. The prisoners. As a slave. And as a slave before slavery. They tell you that the black man is free, but the prison population puts a huge dent into the black male population, into our communities, enslaving us all over again as if 1865 never happened. And you think Jeff Sessions, a racist, a man against you and I, outwardly, knowingly, and publicly, is going to do something that is for our benefit? No, it's for the white race benefit so they can keep their hand on our necks. So why else is this something that we need to pay attention to? Well, let me tell you about what happened in the 70s, 1970s. Another president of the United States signed an executive order, like Trump signed executive orders, that would prepare the country and allow the federal government to round up all the minorities, especially black folk and Hispanics. This whole construct of a emergency readiness plan in the case of civil disobedience from the black population was called Rex 84 or the King Alfred Plan. It has been said that it was a myth. It's been said it was just a drill or this, that, and the third, but this type of situation has been drafted by presidents going back to the 1800s. And so what Nixon did was allow the government to set up an infrastructure that would be able to start to cart us off into what you know as concentration camps or internment centers, but it's just another word for prison. Of course, when we say concentration camp, it reminds us of what the Edomites or the so-called Jewish man, of course, popularized when they were put in concentration camps with the German regime. And they were put in ovens and gas chambers. And so when you say concentration camps, you automatically know we're talking about a really terrible prison situation. But Rex 84 would allow the government to target us just because we're black, just because you might have an alternative view, just because you might think differently than the mainstream, and now you can be put into a concentration camp. And for everybody that thinks that that was false, what the Federal Emergency Management Association or administration did, FEMA, was start building prison camps. They started doing it years ago. And they built prison camps, and they sectioned off the country into zones. One of the largest zones is down south, southeast, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi. They zoned it off so when these if the situation ever occurred where they need to lock up massive amounts of black people, you would be putting one of these or seven zones that they have. And this went on years ago. This was constructed years ago. And people still thought it was a lie or some phony conspiracy theory. And then people started reporting of all these massive trains transporting black coffins. Well, they were going to these different zones. You see, the white man's been preparing for years to do stuff to you and I. So now they were stocking it with coffins. People still thought it was phony. Well, after 2000, or right before the year 2000, the United States government, the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, released a report called the Megiddo Project, or the Megiddo Report. You can look it up. The Megiddo, as in Megiddo Israel, because this is where the Christian Bible, Armageddon, will happen in the city of Megiddo, Armageddon. And so the Megiddo Project outlines the threats that the United States is likely to face in the 21st century, and from who? It states that the white supremacists have their thing and Islam has their thing. But interestingly enough, of course, it has the Nation of Islam. But interestingly enough, black Hebrew Israelites landed on the Megiddo Project. Now, why would the government put out a report letting their law agencies know who to target for suspicious terroristic activities if they didn't have an institution to put them in if they have to deal with them? Well, then people don't understand that these things have been going on for years. And then what happened, just giving you some history so y'all understand that what Jeff Sessions did is not something that just came out of left field. 2011, black man's favorite president, Barack Obama, signed something that every president every year signs called the National Defense Authorization Act. It's the act that keeps the military and the defense structure of the government funded. And sometimes they throw new laws in there. Well, in 2011, Barack Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which gave the United States the ability to arrest and imprison anybody they want to in the fight of the war on terror. Yes, when a president declares war on terror, or war on poverty, or war on crime, or war on drugs, this is not a headline statement. This is a law-abiding, documented declaration of war, which allows the government to utilize military apparatuses and functions to be able to fight this so-called war. And when they do this, the so-called Constitution that black people think they have rights by does not have any effect on your life anymore. And so the war on terror provoked the president to allow the United States military infrastructure and agencies to arrest whoever they feel like, whenever they want, for whatever reason, without showing any proof. And they can imprison them wherever, for however, without bringing them to trial. Why is that important? Well, that same year, the internment camps that's been around started hiring. So now they staff the internment camps. Now they're fully staffed, fully operational, with a declaration from their president that they could throw anybody in there who they want to. And then here comes Jeff Sessions and says private prisons can work with the government. No longer are we going to scale back on private prisons. Now you have private prisons, federal prisons, all geared up to lock up a lot of people. And you think Trump doing this immigration roundup is just going to affect the Mexicans and the Muslims from various countries? Because after they finish rounding up these people and throwing them in prisons that they build in and have built, who you think they're going to round up next? What you think he's going to do to a city like Chicago, to a city like New Orleans? What you think he's going to do? And so why did Yahweh send Israel? Look in the book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter, because this is not an event that has gone or turned a blind eye to the all-seeing eye of the Almighty Yah. This is not something that he's missed. This is not something that he has not let us know about. You want to know who the Babylon is today? Just look in the book of Yah. In Isaiah, the 14th chapter, we'll start reading at the 12th verse. It states here, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of Elohim. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." And that's why you got this man sitting up there as high as he can in the space station with all these satellites and all these things and try to make him feel like he's omnipresent and omnipotent. He feels like he can do whatever. And so Yah goes on to say, "Yet thou wilt be brought down to the hell, to the size of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms?" This is who Yah is talking about. Who else on the planet of earth has shook kingdoms, has made the earth tremble with their weaponry? Verse 17, "That made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the city thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners." You see, Obama was letting a lot of drug offenders free. He was trying to do a little something. But here come Trump, and they closed the door. They said, "Nah, y'all ain't letting these Negroes out." No. No. As a matter of fact, we're going to lock them up some more. Because this is a Babylon, the place that does not open the prison houses. The Most also let us know in the book of Isaiah 42. See, the Most High is the controller, but he is also the one that gave the power over to this nation to do what he's doing. He only gave it to him for a certain time. And so in Isaiah 42, we're going to see what Yahweh is talking about. "Behold my servant whom I hold," verse 1, and mine elect in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. And so what does this mean for all of the children of Israel who think hollering at the top of their lungs, who think crying out like a banshee is going to do something? Yah said, he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and a smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth. Meaning, he's not going to be out there hollering at no one. He ain't going to be out there causing a bunch of problems for a people that's already got a bunch of problems. Yah's servant isn't standing on the streets with a megaphone talking about you can rape women. Yah's servant isn't standing on the street calling the heathen all kind of names. We know who the heathen are. They know who they are. We don't have to call them a bunch of names every day. The Yah's servant isn't standing out cussing out his own people. See, these people, they cause problems. They breaking the smoking flax. They're bruising this smoking flax, and they are quenching. Said they're breaking the reed and they're quenching this flax. This is what they're doing. They're causing problems. But Yah's servant, he's going to teach the law. That's what Yah's servant is going to do, is teach the law, the true law, so judgment can be brought to all the nations. And verse 4 says, he will not be fail, nor be discouraged. So Yah's servant isn't going to be afraid of Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump. Steve Bannon can say and do whatever they want. But that's not going to shake Yah's servant. That's not going to make Yah's servant not go on the air and talk the truth about who Yah is and who the children of Israel are and what the truth is. Because we're not trying to make Jeff Sessions look like a fool. He does that on his own. We're not trying to make Donald Trump look like a fool. He does that all on his own. All we're going to have to do is teach the truth. We don't need to do nothing else. Verse 5 says, thus saith the Elohim Yah, he that created, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk in. I, Yah, call thee in righteousness, and will hold your hand, and will keep you, and will give you for a covenant of the people, for a light of the nations of the Gentiles. Yah said this is what his servant will do. And Yah's servant will do this, is doing this by the power of Yah, not by the power of the Constitution. You don't see Yah's servant getting in front of a bunch of people and telling them why Donald Trump is an illegitimate president and why Hillary Clinton should be the one and making all excuses for the Democratic Party. When you choose the lesser of the two evils, you still gonna get evil. Yah's servant don't speak up for evil in any form or fashion. And Yah said, I have called thee in righteousness. So you're not going to see Yah's servant speak of unrighteousness. And he did this so we can, in verse 7, open the blind eyes to bring out the prisoners from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Yah's servant is here to bring Yah's people out of the prison. And you think that he's going to not have his people in prison? We have to be in prison. We're in prison by being in America. And some of our people are in double and triple prison. God's servant not only has to speak to the whole prisoned nation, we got to speak to the ones in prison so they could come out of the prison houses. We got to go to the nations and let them know Yah is our Elohim. And you will bring our people out of these prison houses. Yah said in verse 8, I am Yah, that is my name, and my glory shall I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. So as long as our people have been in this country, trusting in the Constitution of the United States of America, what they have been seeing is it don't work out for them. Because in this Constitution, it says that you're three-fifths of a man. And then when they tried to dress it up, it says that now you can't be held in slavery unless you're a criminal. So what did they do? They formed this whole justice system, this law enforcement system. If you didn't know, due to history, police system, law enforcement in the United States is founded on putting black people in jail. They have it. They have police officers, they have jails, and they have all these laws for the main focus to keep black people controlled. If you don't believe me, just look it up. It's to keep black people controlled. It's not, and yeah, of course, because they've opened it up to everyone else, and you got other people getting locked up. But the main focus is keep black people in jail. When I drive around the affluent Caucasian neighborhoods, I don't ever see a police officer, maybe once in the main town center. But when I drive around the neighborhoods I live in and my people live in, police is just around this, just at every corner, just waiting to catch you, to put you in jail, so you could give them some of that free labor. And Yah said he don't give his glory to graven images. And our people been calling on Christ, and he ain't saved nobody out the prison. Our people been calling on the Muslim deity, and he don't save you out of the prison. But when you call on Yah, he'll not only get you out of the prison, he won't even suffer you to go in the prison. Call on Yah, and you won't even have to go to the prison. You could stand in front of the judge that want to put you in prison, but you put all your trust in Yah, and he'll make the judge be on your side. He'll make even your enemies be at peace with you when your ways please Yah. And that's how you get saved from the prison. Not by calling on graven images. And let's expedite down verse 18 in Isaiah 42. It says, hear ye deaf, and look ye blind, that ye may see. Who is blind but my servant? Or deaf as my messenger that I sent? Who is blind as he that is perfect, and blind as Yah's servant? Seeing many things, but thou observest not. That's how we are. We see a bunch of stuff. We don't even know what we're looking at. Been looking at the Holy Scriptures for so long, and you still don't realize it's talking about you. Hearing many things, opening up the ears, but heareth not. But Yah is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the law and make it honorable. And that's what Yah is doing. He is bringing his law to a place where it's magnified, where you could be an honorable person walking in the ways of Yah. You don't have to be a dope boy no more. You ain't got to be cool looking like a thug and an idiot anymore. That's not honorable. That's not honorable. Yah's laws is what's going to be magnified and make you honorable when you walk down the street with your children as a black man, because you are a man serving Yah and knows that you got to take care of your children. And people roll up to you and say, that's honorable. That's Yah's law. When you take care of your family and somebody tells you, that's honorable. That's Yah's law. When you keep your word, even to your own hurt, and somebody says, that's honorable, that's because Yah's law. And Yah's righteousness is what will make you honorable. And he said he's going to magnify the law and make it honorable. But this people is a, but this is a people robbed, are we not robbed? And spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. Are we not all getting trapped up? They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for prey, and none delivereth, for spoil, and none saith, restore. Well, it's time for us to start saying restore. Among you will give ear to this. Who will hearken and hear from the time to come? Who gave Jacob for a spoil and Israel to the robbers? Don't you know that the United States was formed by men that were robbers and pirates? Pirates, literal pirates, thieves, and vagabonds. They try to tell you this honorable story of the Puritans coming over to the United States. But the United Kingdom kicked out a lot of their prisoners. A lot of their criminals. They said, go over there, live over there, and we'll give you some land and some money. So these are literal robbers and spoilers. And who gave Jacob to the spoil in Israel to the robbers? Did not Yah, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, neither were they obedient unto his law. And that's why our people are in the situation we're in. We weren't obedient to Yah, and he threw us in this big prison. And so it's not an anomaly when executive statesmen create laws and regulations to further your prisonhood or imprisonment. But it's okay that this is going on, because Yahweh is king. And look what Yahweh says, or had one of his servants say in Isaiah 61. States in the first verse, the spirit of Yah Elohim is upon me, because Yah hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted and to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. This is what the spirit of Yah is calling. Because we are going to be free. When? To proclaim the acceptable year of Yah. Now, how are we going to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah if we are following the Gregorian calendar, the Jewish calendar, or the Muslim calendar, or the Chinese calendar? How are you going to proclaim the acceptable year of Yah? You won't even know it. You won't even know what he's talking about. How are we going to proclaim liberty to the captives, freedom to the oppressed, if we don't even know when it's going to happen? That's why we got to start listening to the words of the mighty Yah in His only. He's the creator. Also, in Isaiah the 49th chapter, he speaks again about this situation. We're dealing with the prison state, the United States. It's always been a prison state for the people of Israel. It's always been a state of oppression, a state of captivity, a state of hard bondage. It's always been that, a prison state. White people are afraid of the prison state. But black people have been living the prison state. White people make movies about their governments becoming totalitarians and dictators and putting them in a prison state to show you their fear about it. But we've been living the prison state for the last almost 400 years. But this prison state is about to increase. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of the United States, just said to the private prison industry, we're not going to stop working with you guys. We're going to enhance our work. Stocks went up. You know who has stock in the prisons, in the private prison system? Michael Jordan. All you buying his shoes. He has stock in the demise of your own people, his own people. And so what we got, a lot of people investing in the private prison industrial complex. You got Donald Trump signing executive orders and regulations and putting out laws and rules and declarations to lock up all kind of people. And you know who laid the foundation for it? Donald Trump, Jeff Sessions, Steve Bannon, and all these other guys. Obama, Clinton, the black man's favorite presidents. Kennedy, oh yeah, John F. Kennedy, oh, executive order, you need to look at the executive orders he signed. He laid the groundwork for the Department of Homeland Security. He laid the groundwork for the TSA, Transportation Security Administration. He laid the groundwork for Rex 84. Why you think all these presidents that black people so-called love, all they were doing was smiling in your face and stabbing you in the back. But Yah said to Isaiah, 49th chapter, in the first verse, listen, O isles, unto me, and hearken, ye people, from far. Yahweh hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand have he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Remember this. Through all the trials and the tribulations that we go through as an Israelite, remember what we're here for. To be the glory of Yah. How else you gonna get glory to the Most High if you don't have nothing to glory over? If you woke up and you was already rich and famous and balling, you gonna think you did it yourself. But Yah said many afflictions are His glory. We're gonna praise Him. Every time He delivers us, every time He saves us, every time He raises us up from the dunghill, we gonna glorify Yah. Remember, this is what you're here for. Then I said, verse 4, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with Yah, in my work with my Elohim. And now saith Yah that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, So Yisrael be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of Yah, my Elohim, shall be my strength. And he said, it is a light thing that thou shouldest raise up the tribes of Yaakov, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee as a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation on the earth. You understand what we're here for? We're here not only to deliver our own people, but we're here to show the world the truth about the Most High, so the world can understand how to serve the Creator. Yah said, furthermore, thus saith Yah, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him that man despiseth, to him whom the nations abhorreth, to a servant of rulers. Who do the nations abhor? Who do the nations despise? You and I. Who serves the rulers? We do. Kings shall rise and arise. Princes shall also worship, because Yah, that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose you. Thus saith Yah, in the acceptable time I have heard thee, and in the day of salvation I have helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritages. Thou mayest say to the prisoners, go forth. To them that are in darkness, show yourselves. They shall feed in the ways, and their pastures shall be in the high, all the high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them. For he that hath mercy on them shall lead them, even by the springs of water shall he guide them. Hallelujah. See, the Most High has a special job for his servant. And we can't section it off to just talking to people that's not in prison. We must reach out to Yah's people that's in the prison. Because a lot of us are going to be in prison. But those of us that aren't need to understand that we got to reach out to those of them that are. And if you become Yah's servant in prison, reach out to the prisoners. We're all in a prison state. It's just about to get more prison-like with the people that are in office. Yah let us know that this man is going to wear you out. Where does he say that? Let me show you. He says that in the book of Daniel, in the 7th chapter. In Daniel chapter 7, verse 20. Let's see here. Verse 20, I was in the wrong chapter. Daniel 7. I'll start at verse 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. Isn't that what he's doing? Isn't that what Trump is doing? Isn't that what Jeff Sessions is doing? Isn't that what DuVos is doing? Talk about a prison state. Talk about going back to the way things used to be. That's what Trump said in his campaign. I wish things could be the way things used to be. Well, the way things used to be is that you couldn't send your children to a good school. But then they made all these rules where equal education. And now you can send your children to all these different schools. Well, I think her name is Betsy DeVos or whatever her name is. The new chair or new secretary of the Department of Education, they're laying laws and groundwork regulations to start to defund the public school system, which will have a huge effect on equal opportunity education for students, which will have a huge effect on who could go to whatever school. If you don't have the money, or if you don't have the proper criteria to go to certain schools, you will go. On one end, I say, so what? Because our people need to be teaching our own children anyway. But for those of us that don't know about this, those of us that trust in the system, they're going to see a lot of pain. They're going to see a lot of trouble and a lot of hardship because they're trying to ramp up the prison state. They want to do whatever they can to bring things back to where the white man is in sole power. They said the Negroes and the Hispanics and the women done had their day for the last 50, 60 years. It's time for the white man to stand up again and get our country back. And that's what they do. But Yah let us know that he's going to change times and laws, and they shall be given into his hand for a time of times and a dividing of time. You see, he says he's going to wear us out. He's going to wear you out. We'll be weared out. Trump said in 2020, 90-something% of blacks going to vote for him. I don't think so. Because we're going to be weared out, worn out. And something very different is going to be happening in 2020 instead of blacks voting for Trump. And so discussing the prison state. And if you would like to chime in on this discussion that we're having, then the number is 347-838-8963. And if you're already on the line, press the number 1 and we will come right to you. But I would like to show you one last scripture before I go to any callers. In Deuteronomy 32, Yah says here in verse 31, "For their rock is not our rock, even our enemies themselves being judges. For their vine is vine of Sodom and their fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall and their clusters are bitter. Their wine is as poison of dragons and cruel of venom of ass. And the cruel venom of asp. Is not this laid up in store with me and sealed up among my treasures? To me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yah shall judge his people, not Donald Trump, not Jeff Sessions. Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he seeth that their power is gone." And that's what these people are taking away. Any power you think you had, they taking it away. Don't you know? Martin Luther King marched for Voters' Rights Act passed, and it passed. And it allowed black people to vote without being asked how many pieces of dust is on a pinhead. It allowed black people to vote without being asked how many heads is on a dog. And what is the square foot of the state of Nebraska? These are the stupid, idiotic questions they ask black folk years ago when they wanted to vote. And the Voters' Rights Act stopped that stuff. And they had federal oversight for the last 50-some-odd years in all these southern states that were oppressing and suppressing the vote. But I think the year 2015 or 14, the Voters' Rights Act was grossly retracted. It still stands, but the main parts that kept voter suppression out was taken away. And as soon as that happened, these southern states started having voters' IDs and all kind of regulations so it would stop oppressed people voting again. They taken away your power that you thought you had. because you didn't have any power of voting anyway. But you felt like you did. And you had a little influence in the political system. And you voted Barack Obama in the office. But they took it. They're taking your power away. Everything Obama did that you thought was benefiting you, they took it away. You thought it was good to be in a public school. They're going to take that away. You thought it was good to be middle class and working. Well, they're going to put all the Mexicans and Arabs out the country who they was giving your jobs to, and they're going to make you build a wall. They're going to put you in prisons, and they're going to make you build a wall. You and I, our people. Because y'all said that even our enemies were judging us. But he said, Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants when he see that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And our power is slipping away day by day. Every day Trump signed a new bill is taking some power away. Because you think you have power. And he's giving you the notice saying you thought you had, you don't got no more. It's not yours. You thought you could protest against the police? No, you can't do that no more. Do this, you thought you could do that, you can't do that no more. So the Most High is doing all this for a reason. There's a reason that we living in this prison state. And the reason is for us to be freed. We can't be freed if we're not in prison. There's a reason he's taking these powers from, so-called powers from us. Like I said, if you want to chime in, and I see we do have a caller, we're going to go to our caller, area code 248. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. How are you, Maurice?
Shalom. Shalom, my elder. How you doing?
I'm doing well. All that you've said tonight, I totally agree with everything you said. It's awesome because this is the right message for the right time.
Hallelujah.
Yah also wants us to be dependent on him. So, like you said, he's going to take all these things that we enjoy, think we have rights, you know, he's going to take those things away.
That's right.
He wants us dependent on him, and he's going to save us. That's how he's going to get his glory, in the eyes
that's
of
right.
the heathens. And I just wanted to say that and let you know that I want to thank you very much for what you're doing, the great wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding. And also, to bring this point up, you mentioned about the Rex 84 plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, today or last night in Chicago, they arrested or they raided some 81 homes and arrested those people.
Mm.
So they've already started.
About that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. 81 people was arrested. Now, another thing people don't realize, we don't realize, but these weapons that are coming into our neighborhoods, how would they get there? We don't have the money to buy them.
No, the police are bringing them in.
Police, government, CIA, the same people that that deal with the Contras, they're bringing them in, put them in our neighborhoods at night, and we're going out there finding them.
That's right.
With bullets and everything. You know?
That's right.
We just got to stop and think for a minute. Don't touch that stuff.
That's right.
You know? And then we won't be killing each other. And that's the part of their plan of genocide is for us to kill ourselves. So they ain't got to do it.
That's right. You're right.
I just want to thank
you're
you
right.
and appreciate it. It's just sad. But
you're right. Well, I appreciate you calling, my elder. Praise the mighty Yah. And I thank you for what you
praise
said. Mighty and I appreciate you. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for calling.
Hallelujah.
Shalom. Praise the mighty Yah. And the Most High, he's taken away our dependency on the heathen. And he's going to put you in a position where you can only depend on him. If you claim you are serving a Yah, he's going to put you to the test and see how much do you want to serve him. Yah is going to put you in a situation in which you got to call on him, or you're going to call on somebody else. But make no mistake, Yah is going to deliver his people, and he's going to make this prison state so hard, you're going to think that ain't nobody going to be able to save you. Look what Yah said in Isaiah 49. In verse 29, it says, "Then shalt thou say in thine heart, Who hath begotten me these? Seeing I have lost my children, and I'm desolate, a captive, and removing to and fro. And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus said Yah Elohim, Behold, I will lift up my hand unto the Gentiles and set my standard to the people, and they shall bring your sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried on their shoulders, and kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with face toward the earth and lick up the dust of your feet, and you shall know that I am Yah. For they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty?" This man got nuclear weapons. This man got invisible tanks. This man got all kind of weaponry and armory and surveillance systems. You think you're just going to run up, roll up and just take his free labor? But Yah says, "Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captives delivered? But thus saith Yah, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. I will contend with him that contendeth with you, and I will save your children." Hallelujah. So yes, the Most High, he has to get his glory. He can't just get his glory. I mean, he gets glory however he wants, but he's not going to just get his glory from a small thing. He has to do it on a big scale, a big scale. Like Trump said, he got to be big league because Yah's the only one that is big league. Yah's the only one that is great. And so whatever he do is going to be massive. I got another caller. 513 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom, my elder Elijah. How you doing, brother?
Brother, doing good. From hearing Yah's words come through the radio station, and to my brother with Jess on there, and I agree with him as well. That's two witnesses so far. You know, and Yah establishes all things. At least two witnesses, and these are the times, and I know that there's a flow of Yah's spirit, because I was telling my son earlier how to deal with the difficulty that he's in with prison second time, and like you said, we all in captivity are prison, some are more than others. But like you said, and I told him, you know, teach them, brothers, Yah's word. If you're getting frustrated from because you're not comfortable in a certain way, well, then you're not dealing with it right. You got to tell that brother the way to Yah's path, because only Yah, as he said in Psalm 19, his law is perfect, making wise is simple, you know. So, I totally agree that Yah has to set this course a little bit harder, because you got these different levels of blacks who are holding on, and It's like when Steve Harvey went to visit Trump. People don't know, but Yah lets us know that he went to Trump to look out for his future, which is none going in that direction.
Right.
So these kind of things have to be thrown down as far as the gauntlet so our people can ask that question. And don't it say that it's going to be a time when Yah is going to laugh at the people and say, call upon your deities, see if they can help you. And Yah got to bring it to that so he get his glory. And I'm too happy to know that he got to get his glory because it's got to go down. So it's going to be better for those who are a bit more familiar because they're ready for whatever exercise they got to go through. And it's imperative that we help as many as possible that have a modicum of understanding so they can deepen the knowledge path to what Yah has to say. So, Brother, carry on. Or you upholding the title, Nothing But the Truth. And I thank you, and I thank you as an offering to Yah for this word going out and its effectiveness. Like you said, I'll say this last thing. Like you said, when you go to court, if you do have to go to court and you depend upon Yah, like Yah said, he'll make you to be at peace even with your enemies. And he even tells us and his counsel to seek the peace of the city. So that's a part of our job to bring his glory, his crown on. So hallelujah, 7 times 7, without me overdoing it. Praise Yah.
Praise Almighty Yah. Appreciate your words, Elder. Praise Yah.
Yes. Praise Yah. Have a great evening. I look forward to Yah willing to send you on the Holy Shabbat day.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Love you.
Hallelujah. And yes, the Most High, he wants us to understand what it is that we need to do so we can be protected from the prison state as much as possible. First off, he already told us Zephaniah, the 2nd chapter, 1st verse. He said this, and it's something that we state often, is what our conferences is based on. It's gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as a chaff, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you. He said, gather together, O nation, not desire, saying they don't desire us. The only thing they want from us is for us to work so they can get paid. And they will work us to death. I was looking at a class the other day where they was telling us how hard slaves were forced to work. Worked so hard that the muscle detached from the bone. That's how hard they made us work. And that's all they want us to do is work and die. And not pay us, and not compensate us, and not do right by us. They don't desire us. And we need to stop denying ourselves because we are all we got. We need Yah, and we need our people. So we need to gather ourselves together. He said in verse 3, seek ye Yahweh, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment, seek righteousness, seek meekness, it may be ye shall be hid in the day of Yah's anger.
That's how we get protected from this looming, oppressive prison state. In Isaiah 58, show you something else Yah told you to do. Isaiah 58, start at verse 6 or verse 5. Is it such a fast that I have chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Wilt thou call this a fast and an acceptable day of Yah? Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that ye may break every yoke. You want to be freed and saved and delivered from prison? Do you want to be free, saved, and delivered from prison? If so, fast as Yah has said. Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free? Loose your bands of wickedness that's on you. Loose them. Undo your heavy burdens that you're carrying around, all these iniquities. Undo them. Let the oppressed go free. Don't oppress nobody. You don't want to oppress, you don't oppress anybody. Help the oppressed. It said, break every yoke. How you going to get free if you ain't trying to free no one? Is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry? Feed the poor, and that thou may bring the poor that are cast out into thy house? Give shelter to those that are homeless. See the naked that thou cover him. Give up your coat, your shirt, your shoes, especially if you have Jordan 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 30. I think you could spare some shoes. That thou cover him, and that thou hide not thyself from thy own flesh. Stop denying your people. Then, when you do this, shall your light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of Yah shall be your reward. Then thou shalt call, and Yah shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from thee the mist of thee the yoke and the putting forth of the finger and speaking vanity, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness as the noonday. Hallelujah. So in the time of trouble, we need to fast, the fast that Yah has called. We need to seek Yah, because the prison state is here, and this is the only way you're going to save. Lastly, in Hosea, the 10th chapter, just giving you some scriptures so you can understand how you can escape or have an opportunity, a chance. Because you might not escape, to escape the prison state. Hosea 10 verse 12 says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, so you can reap in mercy. Doesn't that make sense? If you sow, if you spread righteousness, then you're going to get back some mercy. Break up your foul ground, for it is time to seek Yah, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. So that's what we should be doing. The things that will get us free. The things that will get us protected. Because this prison state is not only here, it's getting heavy. If anybody else had any other comments or questions, again, the number is 347-838-8963. Again, I'm Moray Isha, sitting in for Moray Ishaya, who is out of town at the moment and not able to be with us this evening. The number is 347-838-8963, or press number 1 if you're already on the line. Also, I want everybody to be aware and make their reservations for our conference, the Restoration of the Sacred Laws of the Most High Conference, Leadership Conference, happening in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, March 31st through April 1st at the Holiday Inn and Suites, very illustrious hotel over there. March 1st through the April 1st, and you can get that information on our website, worldgatheringisrael.org. That's worldgatheringisrael.org. And the information so you can make your hotel reservation is right there on our website. The hotel is $84 a night, includes breakfast, good deal. And we will be discussing gathering ourselves together. How are we supposed to gather ourselves together? How should this look? Are we to just gather on the Sabbath, or should we be in one place? How are we to gather ourselves together? We'll be discussing, where is the wilderness of the people? When is the wilderness of the people? What is the wilderness of the people? Because we're going. Yah said he's going to take us all out of the countries in which he has scattered us, and he will bring us into the wilderness of the people. That is the next destination when we get out of this prison. So we need to discuss this. And we'll also be discussing Yah's calendar. Yah's set times, because it is time to know what time it is. We can't continue to follow the heathen who makes it day when it's night and night when it's day, who says it is a new year in the middle of the night, in the middle of the winter, when it's at its coldest point, when nothing is growing, when nothing is new, and he says it's a new year. Can't continue to follow the Jewish man who says it's a new year at the end of the year. We must know what time it is. So we'll be discussing these very important topics at our conference, a leadership conference. If you're a leader, we really, really need you to be there. Or if you want to be there. Again, you've been listening to Nothing But the Truth. And we praise the mighty Yah that you gave your time to hear the words of the Most High tonight. Thank you very much. Yahweh loves you very much. And so do we from the house of Israel. Hallelujah and shalom.